I want to track out some other new research developments. I spoke with John Mackey for this program about the adjuvant trastuzumab trials. I'm not going to go into that too much, and adjuvant aromatase inhibitors. But I think certainly one other major story in terms of breast cancer clinical research in the last year has been the bevacizumab trial that was reported at the last ASCO meeting. Can you kind of go through, and again, keeping in mind this is for nurses, where we are right now with bevacizumab or Avastin breast cancer?
Well, I think we should start with a minute on what bevacizumab is and what it does. It's a monoclonal antibody. It's humanized. And its target is a distinct one from what most of us are used to thinking about in cancer medicine. The target of Herceptin, in contrast, is a receptor that lives on the surface of the cancer cell. The target of bevacizumab is not directly any receptor. The target of bevacizumab is the stimulus, the VEGF itself, that's vascular endothelial growth factor, that circulates in the blood. And so when you give bevacizumab, you're removing from the circulation, to a large degree, a stimulus that would ordinarily bind to the VEGF receptor and then cause a VEGF receptor to stimulate new blood vessel formation. So that's one thing that's different about it. And actually, that's an important point because it explains why this drug already is obviously not tumor-specific. It has activity in a range of solid tumors, and that's because all of these tumors are dependent on new blood vessel formation, and none of them have to express themselves a specific target for this drug to be useful. So, that's bevacizumab. Now,